Protecting organizations and individuals from data thieves is a multi-billion dollar industry, and with good reason. Alan Edwards, the president of Whitehorse Technology Solutions, says anyone with access to the internet should be worried, because cybercrime is no longer limited to your home, your office, or your bank.
You have your iPad you're carrying around, your iPhones, your Android tablets, your laptops. So much information walks out the door of the office.
For hackers, all that mobile data spells opportunity. Criminology professor David Maimon says one way to reduce your risk is to be very careful about what you post on social networking sites.
The fact that you report everyone about your actions 24/7 is problematic, because if someone wants to victimize you, all he has to do is to look at your Facebook account.
A little common sense can pay dividends. Don't tweet when you're going on vacation if you don't want your home burglarized. If you bank by phone, don't store account numbers and passwords on it. Don't open emails or attachments from people you don't know. And if someone wants to give you something for free, Alan Edwards says, be wary.
The first thing to think about is basic economics. If I am being given something for free, why?
But common sense is a poor substitute for good security. Activate your computer's firewall. Install reputable antivirus and anti-malware software. Use strong passwords, which means avoid using your name, your birthday, or personal information. Whitehorse Technology recommends starting with a phrase you're familiar with. Then use the first letters of each word in the phrase to create your password. In this case, AFAHMASP. To make it stronger, add a special character, numbers, or both. Even then, good security measures can only do so much, says criminology student Ted Wilson.
Well, anything can be exploited. It's just a question of whether or not a hacker actually wants to take the time to overcome whatever type of security measures you have.
Consider a recent example involving the secretive government of Iran. Security expert Alan Edwards says hackers managed to infiltrate the country's top secret nuclear program using the old USB flash drive trick.
It's very, very simple. If I drop a flash drive in a car park, the odds are someone's going to pick it up, and what they do first is look and see what's on it. So they take it into their business and they plug it in their computer. Mm-hmm. You've just bypassed all the external firewalls.
Hackers have many more tricks to steal your information. But, as with other crimes of opportunity, unless you're a high-value target, such as a bank, a government agency, or business, every security precaution you take adds a new layer of protection. Experts say that additional barrier may be all it takes for a cyber thief to move on to the next target. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.